This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The trade war between the United States and China is escalating, with both Washington and Beijing firing additional salvos on Friday. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, President Donald Trump is ordering the U.S. taxes increased on Chinese products valued up to $500 billion.
The U.S. president took action after China announced it is raising tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resuming 25% tariffs on American autos in retaliation against duty increases Trump had earlier proposed. Trump on Friday also said he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, but he did not explain under what authority he is making the order to American industry. The tit-for-tat actions by the two countries have unsettled financial markets. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to U.S. President Donald Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles from South Hamgyong province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, President Trump said in a tweet that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had promised to stop launching missiles and to return to nuclear talks once the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military exercises ended on Tuesday. However, North Korea has not engaged in dialogue, instead criticizing Washington and Seoul for holding the military drills at all. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reports from Hong Kong say the city's airport and the roads and railways leading to it are operating normally early Saturday, despite plans by protesters to implement what they called a stress test of transport links to the aviation hub early in the day. Those seeking to enter the terminal had to show valid boarding passes and passports. Train stations feeding the airport, as well as the roads to it, were largely clear, with a light police presence along some access routes. On Friday, authorities had taken out a court order to prevent demonstrations at the airport, which was forced to close for part of last week after protesters thronged the main terminal for several days. The protests began as opposition to a now-suspended bill that would have allowed suspects to be extradited to mainland China. They have swelled into wider calls for democracy and for the city's leader, Carrie Lam, to step down. Under increasing international pressure to contain fires sweeping through the Amazon rainforest, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has authorized use of the military to battle the massive blazes. The fires and the environment have taken center stage as G7 leaders gather in France. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving, instead the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. This prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against the trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest.
Joe Davies of Reuters. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone treatment for another bout with cancer. We get details from AP's Tim McGuire.
The Supreme Court says 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas, and there's no evidence of the disease returning. Court says Ginsburg does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. She has had several bouts with cancer over the last 20 years. Last December, she had surgery for cancerous growths on her left lung. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And billionaire industrialist David Koch, a major donor in conservative Republican politics in the United States, has died. He was 79. Koch's older brother Charles announced his death Friday in a statement, saying, "It is with a heavy heart that I announce the passing of my brother David. Anyone who worked with him surely experienced his giant personality and passion for life." I'm David Berg, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1.